Coffee with Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Boonwurrung people, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present and emerging.
Welcome back to Coffee with Fleur. We have large coffees in front of us.
We do. Biggest size you can get.
Yes. And we are back in the cafe. Hello, Fleur.
Hi, David. How are you going?
I'm good. This coffee is having an effect, which is excellent.
Fantastic.
Good.
As it should. It's not decaf, is it?
Definitely not. Nothing against decaf.
No, I used to be a big decaf drinker, just so you know.
Oh.
But I change back to the real stuff.
Well, fair
at
enough.
Some point. So.
It is coffee with Fleur, not decaf with
coffee.
Fleur.
Yes, yes.
Decaf
yes.
with Fleur, what would we discuss then?
So
some really meaningless,
really awkward,
sort of so. Quiet, not much detail.
No, just it would be a bit slow.
Anyway, we're back in the cafe and we've got something really interesting to talk about, and it's the benefits of altruism on well-being. So what do we mean by altruism? I guess that's what selfless concern for the well-being of others. So helping people out, maybe charity work or volunteering or kindness to others. Something that in this world, I don't know, kindness seems to...
Yeah, it feels like it's the forgotten something that we... It's so easy to do. Like, it doesn't cost anything to be kind.
And it should be innate to us, but somehow we find ourselves requiring refreshers occasionally and people recording podcasts to remind us. Sounds weird, but there we go. I guess maybe, Fleur, it's worth just thinking about the examples, what examples there are of altruism. What do we mean by that term? So just to give us a few, so there's like donating, so giving money to charity or donating blood or...
Or you know, giving your time to charity.
Giving time.
Charitable causes.
Sharing, so sharing lunch or a meal. Volunteering, as I mentioned, maybe at a food bank or a soup kitchen or something like that. Helping a stranger, like giving a takeaway to a homeless person, maybe. All these things are examples of what that could term can mean. But there's different kinds, I think, as well. There's the reciprocal altruism, where you have give and take. You give something, but expect something back at a later date. So maybe I'll pay for dinner this time, you pay next time, that kind of thing. There's pure altruism, where you're helping someone without expecting anything back. And there's effective altruism, so donating to the most effective charity and the most deserving causes. The interesting thing about this is that there's a really big connection between kindness and your well-being.
I know, isn't there?
Yeah, there was amazing piece of research from the University of Sussex, and this is back in 2021. They had a research project called the Kindness Test, which is actually the longest ever study into kindness in the world. And they found there's a direct correlation between people who said they gave, received, or noticed acts of kindness with higher levels of well-being and happiness, not just in the people they were helping, but in themselves.
Yeah, and that it's interesting you talk about that, because I've read other research and now I can't remember exactly where, but similar. It was, but it was centered, not, it didn't call it altruism, it was around gratitude.
Oh, right.
And it was saying the same thing, that basically, with in terms of, it was demonstrating gratitude. So sometimes people do that through acts of kindness. And it was shown, they called it the multiplier effect, whereas if I do something for you, I feel great, but you also feel great. So there's that multiplying effect of one person's action multiplying the positive emotions, which connects, of course, with PERMA framework in a number of different ways. So, so that study doesn't surprise me that you've just mentioned.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I over the years have had a number of things that I've done to make sure that this altruism is in my life, because I've seen the benefits of that. One of them is volunteering.
Yes, you're a regular volunteer.
I volunteer for Ronald McDonald House, so supporting families of critically ill children when they're in hospital. I did that when my son was born as a way of giving back for the care we received. He was born prematurely.
Yes.
And we decided to be volunteers, and I've done it ever since. He's nearly 18 now. So once a month I go down to the hospital here in Melbourne and I spend 3 hours providing support to the families who are currently in hospital and passing that care forward.
That's so good.
It's really interesting because obviously I'm supporting those families and they get a huge benefit from it, but so do I. I work in a pretty intense field, as you might all well gather. Being in change and well-being, supporting people, it's a pretty emotional area to work in. So there's a bit of a cost there and a bit of a... it can be quite intense. But every month, I do this once a month, every month I get a bit of perspective back and go, okay, what's important here? And that satisfaction of helping somebody else and really making a difference then gives me a massive benefit and refresher and boost in my own well-being as well. I feel so much more positive having volunteered than I did the day before.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, I think it's why volunteers and all of that works, isn't it? Because people feel good doing it. So, and that's what we want to encourage people to think about. And I remember, David, when I was travelling, this is back, you know, 15 years ago, but I was with my sister and we were looking at this, we were looking at a map. I forget even exactly where we were trying to go, but this lady just volunteered to come up and say, you know, are you, can I help you?
I think you were telling me about this when you were in New York.
New York, and New York, you don't imagine that in New York that people would be so, you know, ready to sort of, or have the time to come and help.
Yeah,
and
very busy place.
Volunteered herself, and it's funny because, I mean, I remember lots of things about that trip, but the fact that I still remember this lady that came up and asked just that simple question was to me like that act of kindness, and it was just a nice way to interact with the local, but also that she just did it voluntarily, and yeah, it was good.
It's interesting. That's the moment, one of the moments. Obviously, I'm sure there's other moments in the trip, but that stuck with you all that time
that
ago.
I still remember it. So, yeah, well, it's interesting.
It marks it out as something special, doesn't it? And maybe something that's out of the ordinary.
Yes.
I mean, it's so easy for people just to walk past looking at their phones or just walk past and staring at the ground. We see people doing that the whole time. But she stopped, saw that you needed some help, and was quite willing to give it.
Yeah, just offered. Yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah, well, there you go. And that, you know, that's act of kindness. Pay it forward, you know, it pays forward as well. I'm sure she felt better for having to help you.
Yeah.
You maybe then, I don't know, later in the day, help someone else subconsciously because of that, and that ripple effect carries on.
And I know you've got a story, David, of something very much in terms of that multiplier effect.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was doing a bit of study around positive psychology and well-being, one of the tasks our course facilitator set us was to do 5 or 6 acts of random kindness in one day.
Wow, that's a lot in one day. So,
absolutely. It was, but there's a reason why you do it all in one day. And that is that multiplier effect you're talking about. And if I explain what I did to fulfill the exercise, maybe that will shine through. So I was thinking, what can I do during a day? So I started in my local cafe. And I put a little bit of money on the till and said, on a tab, and said, right, from opening time to the money running out, everyone gets coffees that I'm paying for anonymously, and I'll just sit here and watch people's reactions. And Maya, my barista, went along with this and said, yeah, I can do that. That's cool. So we worked in a bit of a partnership. And I think I might have paid for maybe 20 or 25 coffee, something like that. The first person who came in was a mother and a daughter. And May said, look, just as a special experiment today, someone's paid for your coffee and it's free. And she actually burst into tears and said, I can't believe someone's been so generous. And then used that as a role modelling opportunity for her teenage daughter. And it just carried on like that. And interestingly, the reactions were all very similar. People were super surprised that this has occurred, but then really grateful. And then could see the benefit in how they would then live their days. I did a bit of a post on LinkedIn about that. And to this day, it's the one that's had the biggest reaction of everything I've ever posted. It bounced around the world, hundreds and hundreds of reactions, loads and loads of comments, made loads of connections. So I thanked Maya and just explained that she was studying criminal psychology. And if anyone out there in my network could help her out that, as a way of being kindness to her, that would be awesome. And quite a well-known author and speaker and facilitator in New Zealand, Dr. Paul Wood, reached out and said, hey, I've got a copy of my book. Can you forward this to Maya? And so literally posted me a book, gave it to Maya to help her studies. And then he did a post about it in a video. And so this thing ricocheted around the world. And it all came from that one random act of kindness, which was actually only the first one of the day, which makes you think about the power of this. I mean, I think there are so many other things you can do. And people might be wondering, all right, well, that's great, but I can't afford to buy coffees for people. What else can I do? There are some things you can do. Real simple things like holding a door open for someone. Carry someone shopping from the supermarket to their car. I mean, it's a bit awkward at the start, but then when you explain what you're doing, then you see the smile come over someone's face. One that I loved doing actually was leaving a bag of tennis balls at the dog park with a little sign saying every dog deserves a new ball. And I just walked away not really seeing how that would play out, but imagining a lot of happy dogs.
I liked it, that visual of a lot of happy dogs.
And you know, even we talked about knowing our community and our neighbours in an earlier episode. Simple things like bringing someone's bins in. It's just not something we do now. But the surprise of, oh, someone's brought my bins in, and then, oh, that's kind of nice. Saved me a job.
And that doesn't cost anything, does it, you know, to do something like that?
No, it's simply a decision to do something kind. And back to your multiplier effect, obviously it came from those coffees, but if you also it comes if you do multiple acts of kindness every day. And you know, even if we're all flat out with work and we're very, very busy and under intense pressure, it doesn't say doesn't take much just to say thank you and just send a little note to thank you, and maybe copy in the boss and go, hey, this person really helped me out. It's very rare, or unfortunately increasingly rare, that people say thank you anymore. So,
and going back to, you know, way back in our earlier episodes where we talked about time that we might spend on social media, well, maybe just exchange one of those times to do something like that. So whether that's, because I was going to say, sometimes a random act of kindness or just being kind is just having a conversation with someone or complimenting someone or noticing something that someone's done, which is a bit of a strength spotting too. We talk about, you know, saying, hey, you did that. I loved how you did that. That was great. Or, you know, I love, you know, the top you're wearing. It really suits you or something. I mean, and, you know, that might sound really something small, but
it will create a smile, won't it?
So you're just giving attention to things. And there's plenty of the opposite around, isn't there? Especially if you are on social media. So let's sort of flip that and do the, let's post good things and share some good things and say some nice things to people that are genuine. Like, we're not asking people to be...
it's got to be authentic.
Yeah, we want people to be authentic, for sure.
Well, maybe that's a challenge we can send our listeners. We're having a little break between episodes now, so maybe we can set you all a challenge of doing 5 acts of kindness in a day over the next few weeks.
Yeah.
It means you'll have to plan them out. Mm-hmm. You'll have to work out how to pull them off, because, you know, you've got 5 things to do in a day, and that takes a bit of planning.
Mm.
And then just observe at the end of the day how it went and what you felt.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a bit of time, as I say, between episodes. Have a think what that has done for you, and maybe share that with us. We're at Coffee with Fleur on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Fleur. That's a lovely note to end this episode on.
Yeah.
And hopefully our listeners take up the challenge.
Yes.
And that ripple effect can spread further afield than this one episode.
I would love that. That would be great.
Brilliant. Enjoy the rest of your coffee, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, David. I'll see you then.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.